This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran Saturday launched a research satellite into orbit with a rocket built by the Revolutionary Guards. Their Chamron 1 satellite was put into a 55-kilometer orbit, and its first signals had been received. That's according to the media, adding that the solid fuel carrier was designed and built by the Aerospace Force of the Revolutionary Guards. The launch comes as United States and European countries accuse Iran of transferring ballistic missiles to Russia that will be likely used in its war with Ukraine within weeks. Ukraine has renewed calls on the West to approve long-range strikes on Russian territory.
Ukraine has made a new call on the West to allow it to strike deeper into Russia after a meeting between United States President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Friday produced no visible shift in their policy.
This wasn't a meeting about a particular capability. It was to allow ourselves the space which we took, the time which we took, to have a strategic discussion so that tactical decisions could be seen.
The renewed appeal came as Kyiv said Russia launched more drone and artillery attacks into Ukraine overnight. Ukrainian Air Force said that 76 Russian drones had been sighted, of which 72 were shot down. Other overnight attacks saw one person killed by Russian artillery fire in the Sumy region. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
The head of NATO's military committee says that Ukraine has a solid legal and military right to strike deep inside Russia to gain combat advantage, reflecting the beliefs of a number of U.S. allies. Admiral Rob Bauer was speaking at the close of the committee's annual meeting on Saturday, also attended by U.S. General C.Q. Brown, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You'll find more at VOA News.